Good morning, podcasters, and a special good morning to my Christchurch family in Southwest Louisiana, in a region we call Acadiana. And of course, a good morning to everyone else who is joining us from wherever you might be out there. Today, in today's podcast, we're going to be looking again at one of my favorite books of the Bible, the Wisdom Literature of Solomon in Ecclesiastes. You are listening to the Wisdom for All of Life podcast. I'm Brandon Neely. And this is a part of my teaching ministry at Christ Church of Acadiana in Southwest Louisiana. And our bit of wisdom today from Ecclesiastes is Ecclesiastes 1, verses 2 and 3. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? Couldn't be more clear there. Under the sun, there is no profit, no gain, even with all of the work that we might do. And under the sun, everything is vanity. Some things are vanity. No, everything is vanity. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. All is a mist. All is transient, temporary, and fleeting. What a bleak and harsh look at life here on this planet. But what a real look. In yesterday's episode, I took some time for us to look right at it, to look right at this concept of vanity. It's important for us not to rush off to some closure or to get some positive resolve when Solomon wants us to really take in the fact that under the sun, life is a vapor. On account of death, life is a mist, and a transient and fleeting mist at that. But having considered that a bit, looking right in the face of vanity, considering it for a little while, I wanted to move on, and I wanted to point out a subtle clue as to the resolve of this dilemma. It's right here in the word, in the very word vanity itself. In ancient Hebrew, the word which we translate into English, vanity, in Hebrew is the word abel. A-B-E-L, Abel. It's the name given to Adam's murdered son. You remember Adam and Eve? They had a son named Abel, and he was murdered by their other son, Cain. Now, why would Abel be named Abel? Why was he named a mist or a vapor? Why was his name and his very life decreed as vanity right out of the gate, a breath, a vapor? Why? Because of death. Because of his murder. Why did he die? Well, there was a curse that was placed on this earth. Why was there a curse? Well, God. And why did God put this curse on the world? Sin. It was the sin inside of Cain's heart. It was the sin that was in this world that is underneath it all, the cause of this death, and therefore the cause of the vanity. What if there was a solution, though, to sin? You know, right here in this word vanity, right here in verses 2 and 3, we are reminded that life under the sun is vain. It is able. But what if there was a solution to the sin that caused the death and the curse? What if it could be reversed in some way? Could Abel be resurrected? Could purpose and meaning be restored? What if it all could be reversed in some way? What if our work could potentially lead to real gain? Well, that sounds like a tall order, like something only God himself could do. And in fact, the good news of Scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 says this. It says that by faith, Abel still speaks, though he is dead. He is dead. He is Abel. Vanity, a mist, a vapor. And yet the Scriptures tell us that by faith, he still speaks. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24 says this, sprinkled blood. There is a sprinkled blood that speaks better than the blood of Abel. The blood of Christ, in fact, sings a sweet song unlike the blood of Abel. Abel's blood spoke, yes. What did it say? Well, it said a lot, but one of the things that it said was that all of life is able, able, all is able. Death makes everything vain. Death makes everything futile and transient and able. But there is a new blood, a blood that, just like Abel's blood, was spilled into the ground, and it sings a good news song. What if there is a solution that God could provide wherein we could receive a new name and experience a new heaven and a new earth and have a new covenant with God and a new spirit poured out on us and a new heart and a new song. Well, if all is vanity of vanities under the sun, do we not learn that in Christ our labor is not vain? Well, like I said, that would be quite a tall order. Only God could do it. In fact, it sounds like God would have to come down here. God would have to come down and get himself under the sun with us, alter our perspective, part the clouds and bust us out of it, a great exodus out of the world of vanity and into a world of hope and meaning, a new creation, where life could reign and where resurrection could be the rule rather than death, where all is not vain, but in fact, nothing is vain. This is the subtle hope of the soul doctor, of Solomon, the professor, the preacher. And I wonder if he knew that his great descendant Jesus would be the very one to answer his dilemma of vanity under the sun. I wonder if he knew that his great descendant Jesus, born in Bethlehem and raised in Nazareth, died on the cross, buried and raised and ascended up to heaven. I wonder if he knew that he, Jesus Christ, would come from the world over the sun down here to life under the sun, and reverse everything. You know, Dorothy, in that classic Wizard of Oz, she sang about a world above the rainbow, above the chimney tops, a world somewhere where bluebirds fly. And she lamented the fact that she couldn't fly there as well, that her dreams didn't come true, and that life was really all just black and white and gray. But what if the world above the sun could come down here? What if the prayers that we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, what if this could come true? Maybe not immediately, but over time, patiently, the leaven working its way out into the whole lump, the mustard seed growing slowly but surely, providentially guided by God who is himself seated in the heavens above the sun. Well, let me just tell you this. I'll cut to the chase. This heaven, this world above the sun has come down. It's come down, and even today, there is hope, and there is life, and there is meaning. Life under the sun is hard, and it is short, and it is brief, and very often it feels like a mist and a vapor, and without Christ, it is vanity, all of vanity, and nothing in this world will make up for that. Nothing has any meaning or any hope on account of death. But what if death could be defeated? What if it could be reversed and resurrection could rule? Well, listen, without Christ, the reality is that all is vain. But with him, as the scriptures tell us, nothing is vain. Not even suffering or trial or hardship. Nothing in this world is vain with Christ. He can reverse it all. He has defeated death. And he who came from above the sun has come down under the sun to deliver us all. This is the good news for a lovely Tuesday morning. I hope it's a great Tuesday morning for you. And I hope you remember that with Christ, your labor is not in vain. But without Christ, there is no hope at all. I'm Brandon Neely, and this has been another episode of the All of Life podcast. We will continue this week going through Ecclesiastes slowly but surely. But remember this, if the Lord has called you, he will equip you. Whatever the labor is that he has called you to, it is not in vain. He's going to equip you to do it. He'll protect you and he'll bless you along the way. Have a great day.